Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Thursday, everybody. Time to check in with one of our favorites. Sam Merrill, kind enough to join us after a big night in Utah a couple nights ago. How are you, sir? Long time no talk to you. How's everything treating you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Man, doing well.
It's good to hear that voice, Sam. I'm glad that you remember us as you've climbed the ladder of success.
How could I ever forget you two?
We feel the same.
Hey, how weird was it playing in that arena against the Jazz, a team that you grew up as a fan of, and playing well, but coming back there in front of friends and family? I mean, what were the emotions like for you?
Yeah, it was quite the experience, to be honest. Just like, you know, I'd been back for one game my second year, but I was hurt. But obviously this is my first time playing, and had played in that arena obviously a few times in college, but there's a big difference between a college game and an NBA game, obviously. And there was a lot going on, a lot of friends, a lot of family, like you said. Honestly, before the game, I was just ready for it to be over, just because there's a lot that you have to deal with. And it's a lot of good, obviously. But and then, you know, being out there for warm-ups and the national anthem and stuff, it was a pretty surreal moment. Like you said, the Jazz are a big part of every kid's youth in Utah. And so to be on that floor playing in an NBA game, it was a really fun experience and something that I definitely am not taking for granted.
What are those distractions like, Sam, when you're trying to gather up? How many tickets did you have to gather up? And how much did those distractions – obviously didn't play too big because you had an incredible game, but how tough is that to organize it and the weight that it lands on you?
Yeah, it's tough. I had about 15 to 20, which is not crazy, but I also – focused in just on my family and my wife's family. But I had, you know, a bunch of people text me saying that they were going to be there and, hey, let's try and say what's up after the game or before the game or whatnot. And, I obviously, you know, respond to everybody and am appreciative of their support without a doubt. But I tried throughout the day really hard to focus on, you know, the game coming up and try and make sure I was in the right mindset. Cause I wanted to play well, obviously, in front of, you know, friends and family and whatnot. And you know, the last hour and a half or so before the game is where I really tried to avoid talking to anybody and just locked in on, you know, what was important.
You go for 18 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Obviously you want to play well, but did it feel like throughout the course of the game, like, okay, once you settled in and the shots started falling, We're going to have ourselves a good game. I mean, what's that feeling like when not only are you playing in front of your friends and family in that hometown arena, but then you see the shots start to fall? What's that like?
Yeah, it felt good. It's I don't get a lot of open shots the way I've been guarded recently. I take quite a few tough ones, but I was able to get a few open ones, especially at the start of the second half. You know, I made a couple in the first half, but got a couple pretty good looks in the second half. And, you know, once you're able to see those go down, then you just get more and more confidence. And, like I said, I wanted to play well and, felt good about the way I've been playing recently and, you know, felt like I was going to be able to get some of the shots that I like, but, you know, I'm going to, you know, throughout this league, I know like I'm going to have nights where I shoot well, nights where I don't, but for me, it's all about just playing, trying to play good winning basketball on both ends of the floor. And that's, you know, the shot will fall more often than not, but that's really what's most important.
Sam, you're living the dream that so many young kids have. And now you're fourth year in and gone through Milwaukee and Memphis and currently there in Cleveland and fighting your butt off every day for every rep and every shot. Living the dream that so many young kids have. Explain to people what the dream is like. Now that you're there, how hard is it to stay? Is it what you thought it would be? Because I had the dream of playing the NFL, and when I got to the NFL, it was a lot different than what the dream was. It was a lot different. So kind of walk us through what it's like being in the NBA and these kids that might have that dream.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, it's a lot, and it's hard. And, you know, sometimes you have to take a step back and realize, like, I never thought I'd be here. This was, like you said, a dream come true for me. Like, There aren't a lot of people that have done this. So you have to take a step back occasionally and, you know, feel some gratitude that I've been able to make it to this point. But, I mean, as you know, once you get a taste of it and once you know you're close, like, it's such a grind to, you know, my first few years especially, it's such a grind just to stick around. And, you know, I get traded my first year, and then I get waived because of an injury, and then I go to camp with Sacramento and play really well there and get waived, and then I have to go to the G League. And, you know, I always felt like I was good enough, but obviously it wasn't until this year where I was really able to show that. But now, you know, now that I've established myself at least a little bit, like, hey, there's always people coming for your jobs, so you can never, you know, take it for granted. But also, like, okay, now I want to prove that I can be even better. So I would say it's just like any job. Like, you know, even if you feel like you're in a good spot, you always want to, if you're a competitor, you always want to get better and prove that you can do even more.
Sam Merrill joining us, former Aggie, now Cleveland Cavalier, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. So, Sam, now that you've kind of got yourself settled into the league and, you know, the tear that you've been on over the last couple months shooting the three ball has just been fantastic to watch. You mentioned this a little bit earlier in the conversation, but now that the book's out on you a little bit and people are like, oh, wait, this guy can be a problem. This guy can be a real big problem. Are you noticing teams focusing on you differently now than maybe they were 2 or 3 months ago?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, there was a little stretch early on, like you said, where people didn't really know who I was. I mean, they knew I was a shooter, but maybe not to the extent that I was capable of. And, you know, now it's like a lot of times if I'm in the game, I'm getting one of the better defenders on me. Teams aren't really helping off. Like, they're top blocking me when I'm coming off screens. And I had a little stretch where I wasn't shooting it as well. And because teams were running me off the line, I was getting, I don't want to say gun shy, but I was trying to, you know, figure out when to shoot and when to pump fake and when to drive and whatnot. And I had to kind of work through that. But now I feel like I'm back comfortable. Just, you know, unless you're going to like fully run me off the line, like, I'm going to shoot the ball and I'm going to try and make a bunch. So I feel like I've adjusted to it pretty well. And I still got obviously a lot of ways to improve and whatnot and to be better and to capitalize more off that. But I feel like I have been able to make that adjustment as teams have.
So, Sam, who is your favorite teammate on this roster, and why is it gorgeous Georges Niang?
George is great. I mean, you guys know him, and, you know, everyone from Utah knows the type of guy he is. He's a handful. He's always got something to say.
it's
usually pretty funny, but George is great. I mean, Donovan is one of my favorite teammates ever as well. Both those guys are big-time dudes.
Yeah, I saw Donovan pull Keontae George aside after that game. And, Sam, it was pretty cool just watching Donovan maybe instill some knowledge that he once got from Chris Paul. I was talking about how in his rookie year he got Chris Paul patting him on the head and guys coming over and talking to him. It was cool to see him pull Keontae George aside and give him some words of advice. Like, what is he like as far as helping you with instruction or giving you advice or the type of teammate he is?
Yeah, I just tell people whenever they ask around that he just gets it. Like, we all know how he was when he was here, like him going out to the community and going to high school games and going to college football games and interacting with people online, and that ability to, you know, appeal to the fan base, but also, like, he's just a really good dude. And, you know, when he wore that Money Merrill jersey for the All-Star for the three-point contest, like, that, he didn't have to do that. He told me he was going to. I didn't believe him, but, like, he didn't have to do that at all.
That's
but
so
it's just
cool.
Like, he just knows how to, you know, uplift his teammates and give them confidence. He takes accountability for himself when he makes mistakes or when maybe he's not playing as well as he's supposed to. He just, like, everything you'd want in a great teammate, he has.
Sam Merrill joining us, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Look, I know you're going to be playing for a long, long time, and you got a lot going on. But when things wrap up, there'll probably be another coaching hire at Utah State. You can just slide right over and take over as head coach at Utah State, man. But no, in all seriousness, though, how cool was it to see this team go on a run and get that NCAA tournament win?
Yeah, it was awesome. I texted, was in contact with Coach Sprinkle throughout the season, and it was similar to, Coach Smith's first year. I kept texting Danny saying, like, I don't really understand how you guys are doing this. But sometimes when you got a good culture and you got a lot of tough dudes, like, you may not have as much talent, but you just find a way to win. And we all knew at some point Utah State was going to win a tournament game, even if it felt like it was maybe never going to happen. So I'm glad that was the team that was able to do it. But you talk about coaching. I hope the college game has changed a lot. Will have changed a lot in, 10 years or whatever, because I'm not sure it's totally my style.
Yeah, no.
Sam, I'm curious just about the success of this Cleveland team currently sitting third in the East. Am I remembering right? The year you were with Milwaukee, that was their finals year? Is that right?
Yeah, yes, they won the title. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm just curious. This roster, the way Cleveland is playing, the way you guys are coming together, third in the East, are you getting some of those feels that you had with that Milwaukee team? Do you feel like you guys could compete, come out of the East? Give me your thoughts on this team in general.
Yeah, it's been a tough year. We've had so many injuries, and our starters, I think, have played like 23, 24 games together. So it's been really hard to get like that type of momentum with the whole team, but we've done such a good job of when guys have been out, of other guys stepping up and finding a way. And, we went on a crazy good run in December, January. And like, I think we've shown, like, we've beaten the best teams. We've played really good basketball. We're not playing our best ball right now. Again, part of that's because of all the injuries we had, but we still got some time here to work through some things with these last six or seven games. And I feel confident that we can, we can make a little run here.
Well, Sam, we appreciate it. We know it's a busy day for you. You guys are on that road trip, but thanks for hanging out with us and carving out a few minutes for us. Look forward to catching up with you again a little bit more in the off season, but keep it rolling, man. Couldn't be happier for you. Big fan of yours and your family, and tell everybody hi for us. Okay.
Will do. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
You got it. Sam Merrill right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Well, if they can come together, if their timing's right, then it'll be great. Donovan Mitchell missed that Jazz game, but showed back up in Phoenix and had that mask on, and he's wearing the face protector, and he's trying to get out there with Darius Garland and what Donovan Mitchell brings and what the bench could provide with George Niang and Sam Merrill and LeVert. And it's a good roster. I guess it's just a matter of timing, Scotty. Like, yep. Does it all fall into place? Because it feels like the NBA, more than any other professional organization, is timing of health.
Yes, 100%.
Because you've got five guys that make the ultimate difference. When one of the five is out, it's hard to compensate, especially when it's one of the big dogs of the five. So if they can get healthy, Donovan Mitchell, he can raise hell in the league.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Yep. I'm just, I'm happy for Sam. I remember him, as a, freshman, sophomore at Utah State, trying to figure things out. And then it clicked, and he became an absolute superstar in the college level. And then, again, just waiting and waiting. And I'm sure there were moments where he's like, and I haven't talked to him about this, but there's that moment where, like, is it going to hit? Or do I just need to go to Europe and make some money over there? And there's that moment where you're just like, all right, what am I going to do? Do I keep the dream alive? Do I keep fighting for it? Or do I just say, all right, let's just go cash out and, make some good money in Europe and call it a run. And he kept fighting, and boom, it's paying off for him in spades right now.
I was a little surprised when the Bucks moved on from him.
Sent him to Memphis, yeah.
Weren't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Because they make that championship run. He had a couple of starts in that season. I think he played in 35 or 40 games. I felt like he gave them some good minutes. I was going to ask him why, but I've been in that those professional shoes, and sometimes you don't want people to ask you why.
Yeah.
Because there's an answer that doesn't feel real good sometimes. Like, people ask me, well, why did the NFL let you go? And it's like, well, I think I might have been too dumb to learn Peyton Manning's offense, maybe. I don't know.
And Hands and Scotty, 97.5 The Kissel.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up,
but
Scotty.
But I appreciate the question. Thank you.
Let me know
asking.
Of any other bad things you can bring up.
So you see why I didn't ask Sam. But someday I'm going to ask Sam, like, why? Why did Milwaukee? Why does they? And I'm hoping that he just shoves it right down their throat.
Yeah. Well, I think he's enjoying this run. And the only thing, and here's another question that, again, you'd like to ask, but you don't really want to because he's in the middle of a season, and that's why he's got an agent, is, unfortunately, he's not a free agent this year. You know, he's got an option year that I'm sure Cleveland will pick up, and it would be just glorious for him to be hitting an unrestricted free agent right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be money time.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Coming up next, what you may have missed, it's all straight ahead right here on The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to welcome Big T Thurl Bailey back to the show.
Taylor Hendricks has really had an interesting position, right? You're talking the ninth pick in the draft, and with that comes a lot.
There's a long way to go to match the player I'm about to say, but ask for a best-case scenario, a comp for him, given his size, his athletic ability. Scottie Pippen.
I don't think there's really a great comparison between those two right now. There's some similarities, some things that Taylor Hendricks can get to be that type of player. I actually think that he can be a better defender than Scottie. I think he can. I think he has a potential to be a better defender than Scottie Pippen was. It remains to be seen, but I see the potential in it. I would reserve the comparisons with Scottie Pippen right now. Give him a couple of years.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.